Chumash has many halachas over here that I want to tell you. Very important halachas over here. Vanakrev is Korban Hashem. That they put the Korban Hashem. What did they do wrong? Lachaper al nafshei seinu. To get kaparas avoinus. What was averis that they needed kapara? When Shabbos Samachdal says, in midday averid, no one did znus. Midday hero loyotzano. They had hihuri avera. For that, Hiruya Vera, in Lenifka Mimeno Ish, nobody was Nichshal. However, the Mon Shabbos says, in Midea Vera, your son, the Hiruya Vera, your son. That's the Mon Shabbos. They won Nichshal and Hiruya Vera. For that, it says, they bought Korban Hashem, they bought the jewelry that they conquered for Kapara. That's a parsha of here. So what was the Nichshalin? Here Avera. One second. Then you have the parsha over here. Before that, it says the whole parsha over here of Kashrin Kalim, Tfilas Kalim. Geulei Midyon. What's it say over here? He has all the halachas here. Halacha number one. If a kli, let's say you had trefa, mama's trefa ice cream, and you served it on a plate with spoons, you didn't know it was trefa. You found out afterwards. How do you cash your plate and your spoon? Huh? Wash it off. That's yovel b'mayim. When it was b'mayim, wash it off. Let's say you cooked trefa soup. You didn't know it was trefa. Or milchiks and plechiks in the wrong one. How do you kasher it? No? Hagala. Let's say you broiled. What do you have to do then? You broiled that water. You have to live on. Like a tray for oven. Actually, and let's say you use a tray for steak. On a dish, on a plate, what do you have to do? On China. About tshuva, it has China. What do you have to do? break it. That's cheres. That doesn't go out, but libun. What's libun? How do you make oven? How do you make libun? How do you make libun? A tray for oven. What?
Turn it up.
You have to make it red hot. Our ovens don't become red hot. But I'll tell you two things that I never saw a tray for oven in my life. Why? Unless the tray for meat or the milk or the meat and the milk touch the wall. If it doesn't touch the wall, why is it treif? If it doesn't touch the wall.
Zeya?
What?
Zeya?
What Zeya? When Zeya? Okay, so can say there's no such thing as Zeya unless you cup over the dish. What Zeya? No, a second. First of all, it's matir. Secondly, even if it did touch, see, you cannot pass it from Sfarim. When, let me ask you a question. Let's say you have to have red hot. You didn't have red hot, but you put on the gas range for, let's say, 20 minutes, half an hour. Now, after that, you took the thumb out. How do you take the thumb out? With hot water, with steam, you get it out, the thumb. Is that come after half hour of the oven? After half hour of the oven, is that come edible? The stuff, the dirt will come out. Is that come edible? No, it's not. It's a male, there's no need in kashering because it's not treif. I said, Shulchan Aruch, although we have to do it. Apparently, in those ovens, the tam was protected by the thick walls, and making it hot did not destroy the tam. But in our ovens, thin walls over there, the heat burns it scorches the tam. It's not edible. See, there is no need for the whole Shulchan Aruch of Libun. What do you need Libun for? It became ruined by the heat. Without Libun. I said you need Libun. That's where the time did not get ruined. You had thick terrace over there, the walls over there, stone. And heat did not. You have to have Libun to destroy it. Our tam, you take it out with some liquid, hot liquid. It's not edible.
How's the liquid together?
So then, it's not treif. If it's not edible, it's not treif. And it's not edible. It's not edible, it's not treif. You don't need libun. Secondly, there's no such thing as zeya. Unless you cup it over through a mud, no, there's no zeya's mutter. So that's two reasons you don't have to catch your oven. Just put it on a heat for a half an hour on the oven, that's it, it's fine. Right, it's fine.
Can you cook milk and meat together?
What?
They cook milk and meat together in the oven at the same time.
No, your face can go one to the other.
One's covered?
It's mufflet.
One is covered.
It's mavliya.
One is covered?
So it's not in the oven then. It's covered. If it's covered, it's not in the oven. Now, let's say there's only kosher food. You bought a keli from a goy. What do you have to do? Toivel. There's a toivel kalim. You buy a kalim from a guy. Not all kalim. Which kalim you have to be toivel?
Metal.
metal and glass. Dishes are not recyclable. Only metal and glass. Has to be a kli which you can take out the tom. So besides taking out the tom, you have to be tovel. Like, I saw outside the shul, the kli where I learned, there's a mikvah for kelim, and the newlywed couple, right, were bringing their presents to be tovel in the kli mikvah over there. And I saw his dishes. So I was about to go over to them and say, listen, you're wasting your time. There's no need to be terrible dishes. But I realized this boy was learning brisk. She just spent on him $500,000 to get him. And to go tell her he's a big fat Amharic, right? We're going to show him advice. You just spent $500,000 to get him over here. Correct? There's no tefillas kelim on dishes. And there's no tefillas kelim on glass is drabonon. Manachmi is drabonon. He said the kid under bar mitzvah is terrible glass. Because you believe a kid on drabonons. But you can't have a kid be terrible metal. Anyway, according to Rav Scheinberg, from here for Shulchan Aruch into the garbage. He said, you never bought a keli from a goy. Who'd you buy a keli from?
Corporation.
That's not a goy, not a Jew. It's non-existent even. But it's not a goy. You don't have to throw any keli, any chametz shel over Pesach, etc. But what is the connection between tefilas kelim and it's called Giuli Midyon. Even all Hagolas learned from the Kli Midyon. And the parsha of the carbon they brought, the Hurim. There's a very major connection. The tumah of a guy is so strong and potent, even a bissel of tumah will wreckage and destroy you. Anybody gets in touch with it. Right. The Hur Avera is like based on Tam. Bili is based on Tam Ke'ika. You heard the expression Tam Ke'ika. Abyssala, a taste from the Goy. Abyssala. Right. You have a Rivet in. Which speaks about in Oves HaTumah, give me Rambam Torah, speaks about the Goy Shechting. Right. No, and I want Torah, yeah, very good, Oves HaTumah, that's what it is. That's a connection between Tfilas Kalim and what? And Hihurim. Abyssala. One minute. Yeah. The Ravid says that a Goy shechts, he says, but it's different. A Goy shechts, Ram has a whole business, why? But the Zoro come out of it. He said, "Hem ke behemus. A goy is a behema. Ve'em mitamin, ve'em mitamin. I'm a doim al chamor. A choshev oisem will club. If you go is something, oisef ruach, the chofnog, is nothing. That's the Ravid. The Rajba. By Tfilas Kalim, by Hagola and Tfilas Kalim, he says, Tumah. I go, he's not metame, but you, he's metame. He's blia, he's blias. You heard him. It's a shtick tumor. It's a shtick tumor. As a matter of fact, I remember in the mikveh, I saw a guy be told one time. So I followed this. Who's this guy? Then he davened. He said, Kaddish. He said, Ace is Sholem and Ramov. And pay us like this. Say money. Say money and say A. They have the real Kabbalah, like our Kabbalah. A. And they go with the Rambam. The Rambam says, with the Tesefta, whoever is terrible twice, how is Zemaguna? So the... it can't be terrible twice, so it's terrible one time. But then, I watched him, I was very interested. I liked Minhagim. But that didn't clench it. I had a Talmud, Nebach, today they cure, today, Baruch Hashem, there's come out, no one is childless. Phenomenal medical min hashamayim that im ein ben David bo ad she yichon neshama she beguf, so all the neshamas come down. In my days, 1 in 6 men was childless. Today, no such thing. They cured all. Very few people have no children who were born, who were married in the last 10 years. You know anybody who's childless, married less 10 years? It's about nothing. They cured it all. Shema Sheva Guf. They have Baruch Hashem. Since, what were we talking about before?
Timani.
Yeah. So this guy, this is years ago, 50 years ago, he was childless. They didn't have to say it would be no problem. And so he adopted a kid, a Goyish kid. He adopted a Goyish kid, and our Sandik was Gerus. The meal was Gerus, but a lot of changes. Like, we give his name. Mikor Shmoy, what's this word? Mikor Shmoy? Bagoyim. He's a goy. Till the tefillah. Right. And his father's, his real father's name. John. Ben. Donald. Right. He was a goy. Then he came up to me a few weeks later, the kid has fever. On Shabbos, how much fuel does they have to have? A goy? 200. Never come Shabbos for a goy. I said, I'll look it up. I got out of it. Big problem. Why, it's a goy till the tefillah. Oh, what? I know all the Rashbis. I'm not forget about it. He's a goy. I did see what Meir Arik says. How Shabbos Achas Yishma Shabbos as Harbi applies to him. That's a Chassidish Gadol. Hear that? How Shabbos Achas? He's a guy. I'm trying to go over here. Is he passing me? How Shabbos him? How Shabbos? He's in the middle of the process. Yishma Shabbos as Harbi. Anyway, he comes to me. The former parents, the guy wants him back. They change their mind. They sign papers. They're suing in court. And the lawyer says, make him a ger. That'll help the court case. Make him a ger. They don't want to make him a ger. Why? A little baby. His mouth starts crying, he'll drown. Said that they'd get the kid back. So, Masha, I'm not telling you the whole story, Masha Negea. Anyway, I went to Rav Moshe, and I asked, would he be the Megayer for the kid? His parents are from? Yes, very from. My Talmidim. Yeah. He went to Kiryat Arba later. He's a chef in a Trefa restaurant in North Carolina. Anyway, yes, his kids are from. Because what happened? He ran away because they came after him to get that kid back. It didn't help the gayers. So he ran away. So anyway, the Moshe said he'll be part of the gayers. So the meal was ready. And the tefillah said they reserved the mikveh in the Lower East Side. And on East Broadway, you know the mikveh there, East Broadway, 11:30, and Rav Moshe came, and this guy who was my Talmud's father came, and in shorts with bathing suits, went into the mikveh. The father was too emotional, couldn't get, and they gave the baby over to the grandfather, so called, and Rav Moshe said, "Wash your hands with the water of the mikveh." When you wash your hands, there's no chatzitza in it. When it's water, there's no chatzitza. That's on your feet. You're saying there's no chatzitza. Right. Wash your hands. And then, as Rav Moshe said, no bracha. He's afraid. Why no bracha? Because the kid gets older, what happens? He can back out. If I call correctly, there's no bracha. Anyway, he said, wash your hands. And dunk the kid as fast as possible, one time. So he grabbed the kid like this. And Moshe was screaming. He's drowning! He's drowning! And I ran out of the mikveh. I couldn't stand the screaming. That? And he didn't drown. The big schwab. The guy said, yeah. Anyway. So, that was it. He signed a letter, he's a Jew, mamish. But by mitzvah, the father called me, and he said he doesn't have the heart to tell him, he had to tell him to accept the mitzvahs. So I asked him, David Feinstein then, I don't want to bother with Moshe, said, have his Rebbe in Kiryat Arba tell him. Fine, okay. So the father goes to the Rebbe, Kiryat Arba, he got a problem, the kid adopted Ger, I don't have the heart to tell him. So the guy said, no problem, so am I. Yeah, anyway. So am I. Anyway, I said to myself, I learned from everything that Moshe did. This kid is 100 generations of Tumah. And Mishkav Zohar, Mishkav Behema, murder of a Zohar. And one dunk takes it all off. How tummy can I be when I go to the mikveh? How tummy? If one bunk takes it all off for him, I'm not doing more than one bunk. So I copy this K-Money guy, and that's what I do, yeah? Okay.